Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Links below. Let's get it.
Only date younger women for a handful of reasons. Because no old woman your age or respectfully within your age range is going to date you because they see through your bullshit.
Let me take you through the journey of life for a young, attractive woman. When she's 16, 17, I knew some girls dating guys in college. 16, 17. But it's okay then. It's okay then. I like guys who are more mature. Guys my age just don't get me. Fair. Okay. They get in their 20s, right? They're in college. They're messing with the guys who are 30, 40. Why? They got a boat, maybe a penthouse. I don't blame them. Why lay down in the college dorm when you can go hang out in the penthouse? I get it.
I mean, yeah, I get it. But I know where this is going. Women only have a problem with things when it starts to negatively affect them. When it works to their benefit, no problem at all. You won't hear a peep. See, when they're 16 messing with a 24-year-old, she don't see that 24-year-old as a pedo. But when she's 34 old and washed up and 34-year-old men are dating 23-year-olds, he's now a pedo. What a coincidence. A lot of women's whole identity is finding something to hate men about or shame men about. Anybody ever notice that, or is it just me? And the crazy thing is, a lot of women don't even have any shame when it comes to their ridiculousness. That same 23-year-old, that 34-year-old woman, a 34-year-old woman who clearly dated a 40-year-old when she was 23 will look you straight in your face at 34 and be like, yeah, that guy's sick. And even when people bring it up, like, well, when you were 23, you dated a 40-year-old. Oh, no, he manipulated me. And then they'll just keep going with a straight face, shaming the 40-year-old.
But when I turn that nigga, and I'm 30, I'm 40, and I'm fly, I'm in shape, I've worked on myself, I can't have a younger, tighter, hotter chick, and now you're mad? Grow up. You're just jealous.
I am old, but I don't think anything's wrong with that, though, right?
No, I just paid $300 for the stay, and you said you're going home, you got church. I'll take you to church tomorrow, just stay at my house tonight.
I don't think so. I have church.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here. I take a female out, and now you're saying you got church. You didn't say near my church when I paid that $300 stay. Yeah, now you're quiet.
Okay.
Obviously, this is fake, but things like this do happen. I agree. If a man takes a woman out for an expensive date, that woman doesn't owe him sex. That's his fault for paying for an expensive date for a chick he just met. So, hey, guys just got to take an L on that. But I do think it's selfish that women expect for guys to go above and beyond on all these dates just for the pleasure of being in your presence. And they're willing to take, but don't feel guilty enough to give in return. But hey, that's how women are. A lot of women are. Fellas, don't give more than she's giving you. If you take a chick out on a date just to get laid, why not just pay to get laid? Oh, because, I mean, that's pathetic when dudes gotta pay for it. Those women don't really like you. Them chicks you taking on dates don't really like you. So I don't feel like I'm validated either way. You're gonna pay for it one way or another. Why jump through the hoops? When you take a chick out on a date, you're paying for the chance to hit it. When you pay for it directly, at least you know you're going to hit some skins. I just don't get it.
You ghost guys?
Oh, that's my favorite thing
you
to
love
do.
Ghosting
guys? I love, because it's so fun, because girls aren't usually good at ghosting.
Okay.
Like. Yeah, right.
Especially, like, if they develop something with the guy, they're not really good at it. But I am, and I love doing it.
So you'll just ghost the
f***. I broke up with one guy.
Fill me in.
We were dating for, like, 6 months, and, like, he never paid for anything. And I'm super, like, down to earth. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, you have to pay for me this and that. Like, if I'm seriously dating you. And after, like, 6 months or so, I was just like, it was a problem. Because not one single thing he paid for.
That guy must have been really hot and had a really charismatic personality. Because we know a woman like this usually ain't accepting no money getting spent on him. So he must have been putting it down in the bedroom in a really hot guy. In her eyes. Maybe at one point women weren't good at ghosting, but these modern women, they're excellent at it. Absolutely excellent. Girls learn that men are disposable at a very early age. A lot of these females have been talking to five boys at one time since they were 12. you know, and if they cough wrong, she was on to the next one. So by the time they get to 20, 21, 22, they're experts at disposing of men because they always feel like it's going to be another one around the corner until it's not, until they hit that wall. There's going to come a time when her boobs being out won't get half of the attention as it does now. And she's going to wish she could still have one of those guys that she threw away so easily. And what percentage of these OF girls do you think are actually investing and setting themselves up for when they're 60? I would say lower than 10% of them. And what's up with the host talking about, oh, this guy's a scumbag. He didn't pay for stuff all the time. Oh, scumbag. That's not going to get you any points with her, bro. She's not going to F you, no matter how much you pretend like you're on her side.
And he was just like, well, like, I'm not going to put you for this, this, and that. And I was like, okay. I was like, talk to you later. Blocked him. Never have spoken to him since.
And he don't give a damn. Because if he cared that much, he probably would have been spending some of his money on you. I mean, you're trying to flex on this podcast, but based on the story, he didn't care. He didn't care that much about you one way or another. She probably really loved that dude. For her to come on this podcast and tell a whole story about him, she still care about him.